All right, we'll call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll call, please?
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and start with we had a great loss in the city this week. Not only was Lisa Holland an employee and a co-worker, but she was an integral team member in our city and a family member. I can't express to you the feelings that we've had the last few days. I guess if you say that you measure your life by how much people miss you when you're gone, it's probably safe to say that Lisa led a big life. We miss her greatly. I have received no less than, if you include messages and phone calls and emails, I've received no less than 150 of those expressing condolences and expressing their sorrow that we've lost Lisa. So I don't know, she's not someone that we're going to easily replace, and in fact I don't know that we can replace her. We'll post for the job and hire for that position, but I'm certainly not going to expect anyone to fill her shoes. They're definitely going to have to bring their own shoes. So it's been a rough couple of days, and we're going to work our way through it. What I will say is that people have really stepped up. We've got people offering support from all over in many different areas. We're working on the unfortunate timing of this is so many of the things that Lisa's been working on, and she's been working on a lot of things. A lot of those things are coming to fruition starting this week. One of them was the construction combine that we were at a meeting tonight on that, and that build actually starts Thursday morning early. But the clerk's office and Bobby's team are stepping up and making things happen, and we're going to end up getting people from the Planning and Zoning Department to help and Public Works, and everybody is just really bending over backwards to help us out there, as well as members of the community have stepped up and wanting to make that a great success. We have a lot of people that are willing to help us out, and I think you don't really realize how much someone does for you until they're not there doing it. And I'm not sure what kind of a team of people it's going to take to pick up where Lisa left off. So we're working through that. I think we're going to be okay, of course, and we'll carry on her legacy. It's only been a couple of days. We're not sure what we will do, but we will do something to memorialize Lisa and her work and her time here with the city. She was just someone very special, and we're going to miss her a lot. So also, as you know, Troy had an accident in November, and he has not been healing well with that. So I won't get into a lot of that because I didn't ask him about it first to get his permission. So if you would reach out to Troy, preferably like tomorrow or so, and just let him know you're thinking about him, and then he can tell you what he wants to about that. So anyway, a lot of tough things going on around here, but we're all strong. We're going to make it through it, and we will move on and carry on, and we'll make sure that everything gets taken care of that needs to. So anyway, I guess I'll stop with that. But the first item on the agenda is, of course, the consent agenda. If there's any questions or comments or motions.
Seeing nothing from the others, I move we approve the consent agenda as published.
I'll second.
Motion and made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. Next item is public hearings. 2003 ZC rezone and 2006-S preliminary plat for Ledgestone Plaza subdivision. They have requested that this item be tabled to the date certain of July 20th, 2021. If you would be so kind as to make that motion.
I would so move that we table public hearing 20-03 ZC and 20-06S until the July 20th, 2021 City Council meeting.
A second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries. Next item is a business item, contingency request of $7,500 for planning and zoning remodel. Bobby Withrow.
Mayor, Council, I'm coming before you to ask for $7,500 on the contingency fund. Jason Hellman, the planning and zoning director, has some pretty good ideas on how he wants to remodel and start planning for the expansion for his department. We're going to start off by putting on the counter going up above the windows that are currently there with the wall, kind of securing it a little more, because right now it's just open to anybody that walks in. And then the conference room in back, we're actually going to take out that back wall with the windows, move the building department there, and then make where they were the conference room now. That way we'll have an egress, ingress and egress for safety purposes as well. I stand for the questions.
And then basically what that'll do is make the conference room will then be where you go to do your building permit request and that in that end. And so then that, so we won't need that conference room. We'll move it over into the other one. It's actually a little better use of space, I believe, because that room's always been pretty tight for a conference room. The other one is actually a little bigger and more open. So I think it's going to be a good design. It'll open things up and make it flow a little better for the employees on that end, so they're not separated so much. So that's what the request is. So
good deal. Okay, I then would move we approve $7,500 from contingency for the planning and zoning remodel.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Next item is selection of a Compass board member to represent CUNA. With the last Compass estimation, we are, no, I lost my brain, $27,570, I believe, is our population. At $25,000, we automatically get a seat on the executive Compass board and gain a second seat on the full board. I already hold a position on the executive board, so that won't change anything there. But what I need is an elected official to take the seat on the Compass regular board. Compass board meetings are every other third Monday. So starting in June, and then there wouldn't be another one until August. So it's only the six meetings a month. So if I could get one of you to volunteer for that, but it's the third Monday of every month is generally it, unless something weird happens to the calendar that month.
My social, I wouldn't mind. I don't know if you didn't want to.
You two can Rochambeau.
I'm Rochambeau. No, you know, Mayor, I'd love to help you out on the board if you allow that. My time's available for that. So,
okay. That good by you?
Okay.
Okay, I will put your name in then as the member. If anything happens that you can't make a meeting, we need to know, well, preferably 3 days in advance so that I can get to them someone as an alternate to sit in that place.
Absolutely. You can use me as an alternate if you want.
Okay, so that's what we'll do then. We'll list Warren as the board member, and then John can be our alternate. So yeah, if you'd make a motion to that effect.
Okay, I would move we appoint Warren to the Compass board member to represent CUNA and make council member John Lairway as the alternate.
Don't mind seconding, but that would be
free. No, that's okay.
So you can second your own. That.
All right, motion is made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Quarterly financial recap, City Treasurer Jared Empey.
Good evening, City Council and Mayor. Jared Empey, City Treasurer. So as part of this financial recap, this is essentially recapping the financial results and budget results as of the first half of the fiscal year. And the first exhibit that I had in the packet was a sheet showing how much cash the city has under management. Currently we have $40,700,000 approximately. So this is a great sign of solvency and fiscal stability, just so that you have an idea of how much the city has grown financially. In 2019, at the end of March 2019, the city had $22 million under management. And in 2020, at the end of March, we had $31 million under management. So as you can see, the city's grown substantially despite the COVID-19 and other potential headwinds that we could see. So it's a really good sign, especially given the amount of building inflation and other factors in the economy right now. Drilling down into the specific budget items, I don't currently see an issue for revenue. There are a few line items that are a little high from on the expense side, but overall we're doing a good job maintaining within budget limits and making sure that overall funds are stable and healthy going forward. A few notes to just show how strong revenue has been growing. So building permits so far this year, as of the end of April, are up. The building permit revenue is up 24%. The sewer connection fee is up 46%. Sewer revenue is up 40%. And those are just a few key indicators that I look at showing kind of the stability and health of our funds. So all in all, I see a really good picture. And I stand for any questions that you may have.
Okay, questions for Jared.
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
Consideration to approve resolution number R18-2021, Paul Stevens, City Engineer, Public Works Director.
Mayor and Council, we received two bids for well 12. It will be a production well. We estimate that it will produce approximately 2,000 gallons a minute, which works out to 4 cubic feet per second. Bid number one was $364,198, and that was from Stevens Well Drilling, no relation. And the second one was for $275,152 from Treasure Valley Drilling LLC, and they did the test well, and we recommend going with the lower bid. The price difference is $89,046.
Wow.
Okay, questions for Paul?
Okay, then I would move we approve resolution R18-2021.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution R18-2021. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. That brings us to ordinances. They wanted me to do a lot of reading tonight, I guess. First is consideration to approve ordinance number 2021-07. This is a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit, Ada County parcel numbers S131422-3425 and R378-5270045, owned by Endurance Holdings, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the engineer and city clerk and providing an effective date. And this should be something we can do without. We should be able to speed this one through. So.
Okay, then I would move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-07.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried.
I move we approve ordinance 2021-07.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen.
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway.
Yes.
Council President McPherson.
Yes.
And that motion carries.
I would then move to waive three readings of ordinance number 2021-07.
Approved summary.
No, that's an error. These are all land use, so we're not allowed to do the summary. That was an error on the clerk's part on the agenda.
Okay, so we don't need a summary publication? All right. All right, thank you. Item is approving ordinance 2021-08. This is a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council, the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit, Ada County parcel number S132614-1870, owned by CCI Group LLC, and parcel number S132614-2025, owned by Fred and Sharon Wheeler, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map, directing the city engineer and city clerk, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-08.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2021-08.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor, Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Next up is approving ordinance 2021-09. Municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit Ada County parcel numbers R693-473-0210 and R693-473-0350, owned by Waters Edge LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map, directing the city engineer and city clerk, and providing an effective date.
Same thing, huh? Okay. I would move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-09.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2021-09.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance 2021-10, a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit Ada County parcel number S131511-0051, owned by Bodall Farm LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk, and providing an effective date.
Okay, I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-10.
Second.
Motion seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2021-10.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Next is consideration to approve ordinance number 2021-11, a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real properties, to wit Ada County parcel number R824-7270190, owned by Craig E. Wallace, and parcel number R824-7270180, owned by Brett Hughes, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map, directing the city engineer and city clerk, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-11.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2021-11.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Next is consideration to approve ordinance number 2021-12, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors Challenger Development Incorporated, and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
Okay, I move we approve ordinance 2021-12.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Well, did you say approve or waive the three readings?
Oh, I don't know.
You said,
well, he said approve. We need to waive first.
I need to waive, sorry. All we'll right. Waive first.
Yeah, and then that second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2012-12. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Now I'd move we approve ordinance 2021-12.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And consideration to approve ordinance 2021-13, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundary of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors Brett Lee and Nicola Renee Abrams, and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
I would move we waive three readings of ordinance 2021-13.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I would then move we approve ordinance 2021-13.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 2021-13. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. So that is all we had on the regular agenda. Bill, did you want to do an update on the property tax proposal? I must admit I have fallen behind on that duty this week.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, this involves House Bill 389. That was Mike Moyle's property tax bill. I sent an email to my municipal clients yesterday with my review of that particular bill. It was passed by the House 48-20 today, within probably 30 hours of its introduction. So that was a two-touchdown victory for Mike Moyle in that particular vote. This is a more inclusive bill of property tax than we've seen before. My hunch is, I don't know this for a fact, but it seems rather odd that this would just appear at the last of the session without having been vetted before. It includes limitations on property tax collections for government entities. You start with the highest of the last 3 years of your property tax certified collection, and then you can take 3% in addition to that, but then there are issues over the new construction rule, and there are limitations and adjustments on how the new construction rule is assessed, and it also includes limitations on the foregone amount to, and there are going to be two categories in the foregone amount. One is for operation and maintenance if you use it for that. And if you are, then you're limited to 1% on a foregone amount if you have one. And if it's involves a foregone amount that you dedicate to capital improvements, you can go up to 3%. There are offsets with the new construction rule that are available, and I won't get into all that detail. And then there are limitations on annexation to only 90% of assessed value rather than 100%, which I think is punitive to annexation things. I know with regards to what we worked on with this Napa Fire District where they annexed the city of Napa, I think that's the last time that'll ever happen with this bill, because there are two punitive aspects of it. One is that they are the only ones that will be allowed to do that without getting penalized on the percentage of assessed valuation on the annexation. In addition, there is a punitive thing for cities because they have to deduct from their property tax collection the whole amount they paid on fire protection services the year preceding or the annexation. So that's part on cities. Also, there's an 8% cap. You can't increase more than 8% no matter what you have in title, and including all kinds of annexations that you may have within the last year, unless you get an override election. So I think that cities particularly are going to have to look at your annexations with regards to what this is going to do with your property tax, because of this 8% limitation. We could have all kinds of annexations, and if we're limited to 8%, I think that's got to be taken into consideration. There's also an additional adjustment, and this has to do with developers that own property and the assessed valuation of that property as they're developing it. As you know, before you get a preliminary plat approved as a final plat, you're going to have to put in a lot of infrastructure. If you're a developer, you have to put in roads and streets, sewer, water, irrigation, a lot of appurtenances that go along with it. Well, when does that get included in the new construction rule, and when does the assessment and the amount of property tax associated with that come into play? Under the old rules and the old law, that occurred when development started. Now it's when it's completed. So what does that mean? If I got a three-phase development, do we wait till it's all over? So I don't know what that means in terms of new construction role and others, but it seems to me that will probably greatly reduce some of that value, at least when it started. In addition, they've increased the homestead allowance to, it looks like, 125,000. There's some additions to the circuit breaker, and those are persons who have disabilities that get some relief from property tax, and they've increased the amounts of those circuit breaker allowances persons qualifying because of their circumstance. And they've also provided some increase in property tax relief for disabled veterans and veterans who are not employable and have been certified as such. And there are a few other adjustments for some property tax replacement in the sales tax law. So there were a lot of pieces in this legislation. And I don't know, Joe has been the mayor has been watching this pretty closely. I don't remember a bill this inclusive that we've seen come out of this legislature. And to hold this, I can't imagine this has come up in the last minute. And I'm also aware that there was a concern, I think, with the NAMPA delegates over what the effect of this would be and whether or not the 8% limit would affect NAMPA's annexation of the city of NAMPA. I'm also aware that Mike Moyle's wife works for the State Tax Commission and somehow was instrumental in getting an opinion from the Attorney General's office that it wouldn't prohibit that. How convenient. And of course, that was announced on the floor. So a lot of close situations over there. I don't know. I just find it kind of disgusting that something like this could come up at the last minute, that it wouldn't allow full committee hearings. My hunch is this thing will get passed and is going to be law. And we're going to have to take a look, I would suggest, at how does this affect your assessed value on how many annexations you take in if you're stuck with an 8% limit on property tax increase. So I think that's a brief summary, Mayor, but that's kind of what's involved in it. And I thought this is way too much, way too late. It is not time to well vet it, but I kind of wonder if this was intended.
I believe it certainly was. The recess that the legislature took actually provided them an opportunity to start working their way through this. And I believe that they purposely held it up until the very end so that there wouldn't be committee hearings, and they're just trying to rant through here. They're doing things in the name of reducing property taxes. Most of the things that they're doing here really aren't gonna reduce anyone's property taxes. They're simply gonna create more problems for cities that are trying to maintain a budget, and it's certainly going to have an effect on growth. We're going to certainly have to take into consideration what 80% means and what 90% means, and we'll have to consider that for the future. But you know, the I'm glad to see that they did something with the circuit breaker. That actually is a good deal, and I've always felt that reindexing the homeowner's exemption was a viable idea. What I would say, though, right off the bat, what that's going to do is be a tax shift. So I don't think the legislature has done a really good job of vetting this out. I think they're just bent on making a promise that they're going to do something about property taxes, and something about property taxes doesn't tell us really anything. It's not a guarantee that it reduces anything. I think they're just making a desperate attempt at saying that they did something with property taxes this year. And I personally don't think that they care. In fact, maybe it's purposeful that they are trying to harm cities. I don't know what that's about, but I'm very unhappy with our legislature this year. I think they have done a lot more harm than they have good this year. So we'll just have to assess it. I doubt very seriously we're going to stop it. So at this point. So that's kind of all I had on that. But I kind of wanted you to explain it because I hadn't read it completely and thoroughly. I did notice the parts that they did add that actually made a little bit of sense, but I think the timing of it, they're also making an emergency clause so that it comes into effect as soon as it's made into law rather than waiting until the June time period, which is normally when that would happen. So it would actually affect this next year's property taxes.
Yeah, and I just as a caveat to that, it seems to me that there's going to be some figuring that the state tax commission is going to have to do and some instructions to assessors, because the direction of the bill with regards to determining the 3% and the levy rate that would apply to the new construction roll, it appears that the government entity has to get whatever their highest was in the last 3 years, and then what is the 3%, and then what levy rate would that be, and then that levy rate is multiplied times what the new construction roll would be. And I assume the assessor's office, or when the county sends that out, that'll be included in the L2 so that you know what that is, because as you know, cities don't establish the levy rate. That's done through the county and the state tax commission.
Although the legislature claims that we set our levy rate.
I think they need to see how it actually works.
Yeah.
And it's my understanding from the attorneys in my office that listened to the debate, they are a little perplexed about, given the tenor of the debate on the floor, how misunderstood our property tax really is. That is well understood by a lot of our legislators.
Yeah. So that's the great news from all of that, but I don't know, there's really nothing we can do about it, and they know that, and I think that's why they're doing it this way. So anyway, that's all I had. Was there anything that council wanted to mention tonight? All right. Well, that's all we have. So thank you all very much. And again, I want to thank staff and everyone for really stepping up this past few days and helping out in areas where we need the help the most. So I can't thank you enough for that. So with that, meeting adjourned.